Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's January 8th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Apple is about to get the beat down for Monster. That's right, Apple's Beats Electronics and its co-founders have been sued in U.S. court for allegedly easing out headphones developer Monster. Monster saying that a $2,000 investment by HTC in Beats was a sham transaction. Yes, you heard me mention ATC. Yes, they are the co-defendant in the complaint filed in the Supreme Court of California. To put it in simple terms, Monster saying they did all the work. They financed the entire effort. They even paid Dr. Dre his lovely royalty fee. Monster is asking for punitive damages and a jury trial for all relevant issues. Looks like Dr. Dre got out while the getting was good. iPhone and Google Voice fans, rejoice. Hangouts just became more useful for you. The messaging app now shows your Google Voice text and voicemail, so you're not going to have to switch between apps anymore. Also included in the update for iOS is some smart suggestions for sharing your location. You can also set a status message if you want everyone to know what you're doing. The Pono Music Player. We mentioned this last year. Well, it's finally gone on sale. Yes, Neil Young's Pono Music Player. Yeah, Neil Young, the singer. Yeah, he kind of has a hand in this. It's now available in 80 locations, including Fry's stores, and it retails for, get this, $400. The music player has 128 gigabytes of memory. They're saying it can store anywhere from 100 to 500 resolution digital music albums. That's a big gap. But of course, you can expand that memory with a SD card. Yeah, you were thinking right. This thing is definitely aimed at audiophiles because Pono's got its own music store. The store offers tracks recorded in 24 bits at 192 kilohertz. That's compared to a CD, yeah, you remember those things, at 16 bits and 44.1 kHz. So it's supposed to be ultra sound quality. But for ultra sound quality, you're going to pay an ultra price. Most albums you can get on iTunes in their lower quality form are $10.99. Meanwhile, on the Pono store, $24.99 is the average cost for a high-resolution album. As Neil Young would say, you might need a heart of gold, and then sell it so you can afford all the albums on the store. When you're on YouTube, or you like me, you see the ads and you think, God, I don't want to watch this. Skip it. And there's some ads there you can't skip anymore, and that kind of sucks. But the ones you can't skip, well, Google's going to know you did that pretty soon. Google has shown off their viewability reporting for its video ad platforms. It's going to enable advertisers to tell whether clips delivered via the company's Google DoubleClick ad service are watched or not watched. Google says the viewability reporting will become available in a matter of weeks to all of their platforms, YouTube, all their DoubleClick ads all over the search network. I'm kind of curious how this will all play out. Sure isn't going to make me change my mind about watching an ad or not, but I get the feeling in the end that many of us don't like to watch ads on the internet, so probably look for Google to force it on us even more. Space, the final frontier. These are the pictures of planets that we'll probably never ever get to visit. Scientists have identified 8 new exoplanets, and they're describing one as the most Earth-like alien world they've ever seen. The new planet is called 438b, and apparently it's only 12% larger than Earth and is closer to our home planet's temperature. Now, there was last year another planet called 186f. Boy, they don't spend a whole lot of time thinking of names for these planets, do they? Anyways, that one was supposed to be the most close to Earth that they've ever seen, but you're gone now. 438b is going to replace you. 438b is 475 light years away from Earth, and it orbits its star about every 35.2 days. NASA also pointed out there was one other planet named 442b. It's 1,100 light years away, and it orbits its star about every 112 days. Both planets are rocky, just like Earth. So many smart, quote-unquote, things just keep coming our way. Smartphones, smart earrings we talked about last year. Well, how about smart socks? Sensora, yeah, that's the brand maker, has unveiled at CES smart socks with 3 pads that sit close to your soles of your feet. Electronic connectors are woven into the fabric. It also comes with a nice little nifty device that looks like a Nike fuel band. And they're promising the thing will have 6 hours straight of battery life on a single charge. And of course, with any smart accessory comes the need for your smartphone. So yes, you've got an app for iOS, Android, and even Windows Phone. The starter kit costs $199, and if the socks start getting really, really sweaty and smelly, you can get three additional pairs for $59. Be forewarned, you're going to have to be buying a lot of these socks because they're only guaranteed for 35 washes. Screw that, $60 for three pairs of socks? I'm going to wear these things until they're full of holes. And finally, fat people, you can rejoice today. Because researchers saying fat, it ain't all that bad. New research from the University of California says that fat plays a vital role in fighting off infections. Research has found that fat in mice release a chemical called catilidin. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. Starts with a C. Look it up. When they're confronted by bacteria. That chemical interferes with the cell membranes of the bacteria and starts to kill it. Not only have they proven this in mice, researchers have also demonstrated that the same chemical produced by human fat cells experiences a similar effect with bacteria. However, though, they're very much to point out, fat doesn't provide more protection, saying that obesity causes more problems than the presence of fat can ever solve. So basically, researchers are saying, just carry a little fat on you. Don't carry a lot of fat. Everything in moderation. Damn, just when I thought I could give up that New Year's resolution diet program. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow. Woo, yeah, Friday. Oh, it seems like it's taking forever to get there. For the best tech news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.